Welcome back to the Hair Boss, Not Hair Loss podcast. I'm Nicola Wood, your host, and this is another little snippet of some of the things I wanted to address in the podcast are the common questions that we get asked in the salon, the common worries. And this one I'm going to take a look at is around those people who have quite sudden hair loss and are coming into the salon and are just feeling really unconfident about wearing a wig. And just to break that down for you, I want to discuss where that comes from. I think we are conditioned in society to, there's a certain stigma around a wig, isn't there? You know, it's been the butt of everybody's jokes for years, and there's so many jokes about wigs. And I think it does come from, I've done it myself years ago. You spot somebody wearing a wig, you know, it might not be a very good wig or it doesn't move, and you're like, it's just so obvious, isn't it? And I think we're conditioned to think that that's what wigs still look like, that kind of little old lady with the blue eyeshadow and the really artificially coloured shiny wig that doesn't move. In that's when, if somebody had said wig to me 15 years ago, that's exactly what my mind would have took us to. Or a man in a toupee, you know, and that kind of vision of a man with a toupee on flapping about in the wind. That's where my mind would have gone. And I just want to break that taboo, really, and to tell you that if you are worried about that, wigs just are not like that anymore. They are so realistic. You know, if you are watching X Factor, if you're reading Hello magazine, if you're on Instagram looking at all of the big name celebrities, so many of those celebrities are wearing a wig. You just do not see it. Game of Thrones, nearly every single hairstyle on there is a wig. The Crown, nearly every single hairstyle on there is a wig. People, you know, when you're watching famous movie stars, men, women, children, nearly all of them, for characters, they are wearing a wig. And that is how good wigs can look these days. They are not like the old stereotypical thing that you think they are. So that is the first thing that I want to address. Get that out of your head. That little old Lego head, as I would have called it, little Lego head wig, just doesn't exist. Truly, it doesn't exist anymore. So we want you to get that out of your head. So how can I give you confidence to know that when you wear a wig, people won't know? Well, first off, I've just obviously tried to do that by telling you 90% of what you're seeing in the media might be a wig and you haven't realised it. Another thing that people have a massive, I get asked so many times, will my wig blow off in the wind? So people like feel like they have to leave the salon with a hat on and somebody pulling it down on either side, because if a tiny bit of wind touches it, then it's going to blow off. That's another massive taboo that I have to get through with people. And the question is, you know, can my wig blow off in the wind? Yes, it probably could if you were on top of a mountain, if the wig didn't fit you properly, if you'd lost loads and loads of weight, so there was like a little bit of a gap. If you were in a wind tunnel or jumping out of a plane, perhaps. But if you have got a wig that is fitted well to you, then the answer's no. Your wig will not blow off in the wind. It will just not. I've never, you know, we've seen over 10,000 women. Not one of them has ever come back and said, my wig blew off in the wind. So that is not a thing if it's fitted correctly. There are things that we can do, again, that will give you even more confidence. So you could wear a little bit of tape. There's like a little silicone bands that we can place underneath. And they just like literally, in fact, actually, I've just remembered, to test this theory, a couple of years ago, I took me and a model and put two wigs on, and we went in a convertible car at 70 mile an hour along the beach to prove that this doesn't happen. So yeah, I can categorically say that it doesn't happen. And if you're worried about it, there's extra things. So there's another thing that hopefully will make you feel a bit more confident. Next, what else can you do? Well, we would suggest, if you're nervous about not feeling confident, we would suggest that you always bring somebody with you who knows you really well to your appointment. So don't come along. Don't make that decision on your own. Because if you kind of come on your own and make the decision on your own, then you have to face the world with your new decision, with your new hair. It'll feel much bigger than if you've brought somebody with you. If you don't have anybody, you know, we can be somebody in the salon can sit with you. But yeah, ideally bring somebody who really knows you, but it's not always your partner, might not always be the best person. You know who the best person is. It might be your sister, it might be your best friend, it might be your husband, but it might absolutely not be your husband. Yeah, sometimes we find a sister or a friend is a really good person because they'll have an opinion, whereas a man or a husband or a partner or a wife, they are emotionally attached to how you feel, and so they'll just say, oh, you look lovely, pet, you look lovely, no matter what you put on, that there's no kind of opinion there. So don't just automatically assume that your nearest person is the right person. Maybe think outside the box with that. That would be another one. Another thing you can do is bring pictures, getting new hair, alternative hair. This is your opportunity to get the hair you've always wanted, not the hair you've always had. So, you know, if you've always had like pretty poor, flat, limp, brown hair, this is your opportunity to have full, voluminous blonde hair if you want it. And so bring pictures of you, if you can, when you felt on a really good day, when you felt really good with your hair. Bring some pictures of people whose hair you would love. The more things that you take to your consultation, the better it is for your consultant to help you. And quite often, the person who comes in with the fine brown hair will live with the long blonde hair. You know, it is a time that if we can empower you to feel confident, then it is a time for actually, it's a good time to experiment with the fringe you've never had, or the highlights that you never dared have, or the pink hair that you never dared have. You know, it's a really good time to experiment. Quite often, in the beginning, most people just want to look like them. They want to look quite ordinary in terms of they don't want people to turn the head and say, oh, you've got new hair, because that'll attract attention. So quite often it's a case of getting something that looks like you, and a bit further down the line, lots of people will come back and say, right, I've loved it, and let's look at the pink one. So that's something that we're going to explore. The other thing that I would say is, you know, wigs are very customizable these days. So, you know, if your style is not like perfect hair, then say that. So we can add texture, we can add a bit of a dirty root, we can add some like grungy layers, like whatever it is that makes it feel like you is probably doable in a wig these days. The thing to remember is wigs are not like a pair of trainers. Like, yeah, it'd be 20 people and might wear the same wig, but none of them have to look like each other because it's customizable. So don't be frightened to say, like, I want a bit more texture, I want this, I want that. Another way to feel more confident when you wear the wig is to love it like it is your own hair. So we find that sometimes wearing a wig does make people a bit lazy with the hair. You know, like that person who did blow dry the hair every day, I'll suddenly, like, I'll see them and they won't have washed their wig for like 6 weeks. I'm like, so if you want your own hair, your biological hair, to look good, you would go to the salon, or you would have a trim, or you would put a treatment on, or you would wash it. And I would say the same goes for your wig. Just because it's a wig, it does not mean that you should just put it in the cupboard in a carrier bag and forget about it and think it's going to look great the next time you bring it out. Referring back to that little old lady with the hair, that the Lego head hair that doesn't move, 9 times out of 10, that's because they haven't washed it. So for a wig to look real, we need the air to be able to run through it. We need to see sunlight through it. We need to see air through the strands. By not washing it, obviously the oils in our head and everything kind of make the wig dirty and make the fibres stick together, and that's when it stops moving. If your wig and the fibres in it, or the hairs in it, are not moving, then that's the point where it'll start to look wiggy. So that's another reason why we should look after it. And the other thing is, you know, like a lot of the places now that will supply you with the wigs will offer salon appointments. We often have lots of young girls on a Saturday with the wig, they come in and they just sit and they have a blow dry with their wig. You know, there's nothing to stop you having a salon visit if it makes you feel more confident. So yeah, I hope all of those things combined will give you a little bit more confidence when wearing your wig with sudden hair loss.